Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up with this song? Is there a theme here, James?
No, I didn't choose this, but this is Renee by The Lost Boys. This is a classic.
Well, how about this? Well,
it's a great song.
I'm trying to figure out why we're playing this right now.
We got new music, it sounds like.
Apparently we got new music. There
about
it is. All right. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie again, 94 WIP from our new digs, Entercom Studio and 2400 Market, Entercom headquarters, I should say, the Tasty Cake Studio. 888-729-9494. This hour's code word. Let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. This hour's code word to give you a chance to win $1,000 is report. Text report to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. John, do you remember how scary the report card was growing up as a kid? Maybe you were a super smarty guy.
Scared of it.
Oh, man.
I look forward to it.
I liked it.
Give me my report card. Killed it.
Well, sometimes you look forward to it, and sometimes you're scared. I mean, for me, it would vacillate.
Well, we know what kind of student you were, so.
Your teacher said that you were the worst student they had ever taught in 40 years.
And do you remember what I was 35 years? And what I had in that.
It's an important clarification.
I mean, come on. Don't give me an extra 5 years of bad. In that particular teacher's, this was senior year. I'm not going to say I love him. He's just a wonderful person. I won't say the name. But in his class, first quarter, B. Second quarter, F. Exam, because I wanted to prove I could do it. Exam, A. Semester grade, C+. Third quarter, I said, I'm all in. I'm giving you great effort. Third quarter, A. Fourth quarter, F.
Wow.
Two Fs and two As in the same year. Let's go to the phones right now, 888-729-9494. Talk to George, who's with us.
You?
What's going on, George?
Joe, that's astounding. You remembered every one of them grades.
Well, just because it was that particular class, you know. I mean, that was...
Yeah. I just wanted to say this. I do think they crossed the line. And that's coming from a person who's always looking for the edge. You know, I'll definitely admit that. But I want to say something that really bothers me, and that's hearing these Yankees fans cry about how they were cheated. I watched them with Clemens, A-Rod, Pettit, Sheffield, Giambi, have every one of their World Series tainted, in my opinion. And now they're going to cry about, you know, the Astros. And it absolutely sickens me.
Great point. Allowed to cry.
Great point.
Yeah, I think that comes with the territory.
And the other thing I wanted to say was,
go ahead, George.
Exactly. And the other thing I kind of wanted to say was, everybody's saying it's a team thing from the Astros, the whole team was in on it. But if you look at the video about Altuve, and why would your teammates try to rip your jersey off if everybody knew that he had a buzzer on him? So I don't know it was as deep as everybody thinks. Just a little defense for the whole Astros team before you persecute everyone. Like, it just kind of doesn't add up, in my opinion.
Well,
it's an interesting
distinction, and they've denied it. Now, whether it's true, you know, whether the denial's true or not, who knows.
But just reminding them.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. George, what do you got here when you talk about a great debut? Who had a great debut?
Well, I was going to say there was this karaoke debut of Torn that was pretty good, but I ruled against that, Joe. And I went with your real talent, and that was the debut of the Cameron Ritchie Show, which really led to radio greatness, and that's you guys, because you are the best.
Well, thank you, Jerry. You're very kind. All right, so he goes October the 24th, 2016.
Maybe a little too kind, but we'll take
it. A little too kind. A day that do you remember how many years I said, James, to John that day?
37 years.
Yes.
Is what you said.
Do you remember that, John? First segment, I said we'll be together for 37 years.
You did.
And I'm really...
Three and a half of the way there.
I'm
got a slog still.
Three and a half. Did you do that math that quick?
What can I say? It wasn't very hard math.
Good Lord.
I hope you make it 37 years, Joe.
I don't.
With your... No. Like, you physically make
I hope you're around 37 years.
Hey, man, I worry about that.
I'm on the mend.
You're sickly.
I'm on the mend.
No, you're not. Look, we got to get this right.
By the way, speaking
your
of
health.
Speaking of being on the mend, is he really on the line here, James, right now?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Right,
the champ. Beat the hammer champion on the line.
Well, I'm not happy about that. Of course, he is the commissioner as well of Philly's Fantasy Camp. And calling in on Swartz, Carlton, Guest Line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Swartz, Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. I need him to go easy on me this year and make sure some pitchers toss me some, let's just call them batting practice pitches, so I can get the necessary six hits to avoid losing the bet. He is, of course, the great Mickey Morandini. What's happening, Mick?
Seriously, of all the great debuts that someone could come up with, and they're going to say your show.
I'll tell you, Mickey.
Really?
Mickey, I was thinking Ruben in 92.
And no disrespect to John. John, I love. But my God, really?
Well, yeah. Mega says, you know, our show's cooking right now. I mean, what do you want me to tell you, man? It's what the people say. Mickey, how you been, man? You getting ready for fantasy camp?
I'm great. I am ready. I just hope the weather cooperates because, you know, it's a blast down there. You were down there last year. But we have some things to talk about with you. First off, once again, seriously, I listened to your show maybe two or three days ago, and all I heard was you had two torn hamstrings.
Yeah.
You had a bad shoulder or something, and your eyeball was out of its socket or something.
It was.
So,
not to mention the elbow.
Seriously?
Yeah. Groin,
I mean,
elbow.
But Mickey, you know us. But Mickey, you know us high-level athletes. I mean, the reality is, while we play through it, you're not typically at your best performance when you're physically not the best. I mean, we know about that.
But did you play through it, or did you? I think you missed a couple games, didn't you?
There was some time I was down and out. That's true.
Like, you were the co MVP of the PAL softball game, and I was expecting huge things from you.
Mickey,
I put you on a team that had two great hitting instructors and Ricky Jordan, Milt Thompson. I expected big things.
Hold on, Milt Thompson?
I was
Milt Thompson
seriously disappointed.
Was your coach
last year and this year.
Milt Thompson.
Yes, yes.
The hitting coach for the champions of the world.
That's true.
Yep.
And he
couldn't
coax better than that out of you?
Might blame Milt. Yep. Might blame Milt.
No, I don't blame Milt. I blame you.
I did look at your stats, and you were 4-for-11.
Okay.
But, you know, you could hit 10 balls down there and not get any of them out of the infield and be 10-for-10. So,
Mickey, I got to tell you, I need some hits. I'm just begging you. If I'm struck, because I got a bet here, I got to get either 5 or 6 hits or all sorts of bets.
I know the
happens.
Bet.
I mean, I'm begging you, as the commissioner. Like, think about, you know, Jordan probably leaned on David Stern from time to time. As the commissioner, I'm just going to ask that you get to that pitcher in the final, you know, game or two, if I need an extra hit or two, and make sure it tosses me a, you know, nice little softball.
Well, I think most of those guys down there toss softballs to you. So,
yeah.
But I do know last year, and this is a fact, and you can confirm this, that you had an 80-year-old man hit in front of you.
That is correct. Matter of fact, he was 83.
Yeah.
We're talking about
that's got to be a little embarrassing for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, but remember this. He had a lot of experience. Yeah, that counts for something. You know, managers like in big games, they like to, you know, rely on the experienced player.
But he's not a previous MVP. He's not a previous MVP either.
Right. That's true. And the
so
MVP,
the bet's 5 hits, right? Bet's 5 hits, 1 extra base hit.
Yes.
Correct.
You have to have 1 extra base hit or you have to have an extra hit. You have to have 6 hits, right?
6 hits with no extra base hits or 5 hits with an extra base hit.
Mickey, it sounds like you're saying an extra base hit with Joe's level of power is next to impossible.
I'm a single.
So he's got the only chance he has is if he hits one of those seeing eye singles that just gets through and the outfielder is an old man that can't run and Joe just keeps running until he gets – that's really the only chance
he's
got to get an extra base hit.
And I don't disagree with you, actually. The problem is I then have a what they call a forced choice. Do I choose, you know, nearing first base to really turn it on and then stretch the groin where I could tear the groin again? That's the issue.
Well, that's true. That's enough of the injury stuff, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Have you been hitting?
I have not.
Oh, geez.
Why would he do that? Yeah, why would
And I
he
also
practice?
Remember I also remember you playing second base and having, like, 3 ground balls, like, clank off your shin.
Yeah, that was at third base.
Oh, really?
That was at third base at the end of a game, and it was
because
a disaster.
Because Joe has been propping up that side of things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I can pick
saying,
it.
Saying, it wasn't the greatest at the plate, but, hey, defensively.
Yeah, I'm like
he's
Ozzie.
He's an athlete.
I'm not like Mickey. I'm like Ozzie.
I'm like Ozzie.
Ozzie?
No.
Oh, my God.
That might have been a little extreme. Mickey, look, man, looking forward to seeing you next week. Fantasy camp, of course, starts up on Wednesday, goes through Sunday. obviously too late for people to sign up for this year, but for future years, PhilliesFantasyCamp.com. It's truly a wonderful experience. Mickey, who are some of the guys going to be down there this year?
We got Jim Thome coming down for a couple days, so he's our big draw coming down. Unfortunately, Charlie can't make it this year due to the surgery that he just had. But Larry Boa will be down. Crucky's coming back. Ricky Jordan, Danny Jackson, Dave Hollins, Vaughn Hayes. Who else is coming? You know, the regulars.
The regular guys.
Eisenreich. Scott Air. I mean, we got a bunch. Chris Coast. We'll all be back. Mike Lieberthal.
Awesome.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Mickey, thanks for calling in. I don't really appreciate it because I didn't like neither your tone nor your words. But
I'll be watching every at bat of yours down there. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Mick. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right. Take care, guys.
There he is, Mickey Morandini.
I like this. I like this a lot. I love the scrutiny that you're under.
Oh, it's great.
Not cool.
Scrutiny as an athlete.
Well-deserved scrutiny.
Why do I feel like, P.O.? I got Brazier looking at me in here. What is John Brazier even doing in our studio? Why is everyone ganging up? Just settle down. Settle down. Let's go to the phones. No, we love Brazier.
All right, Ozzy.
Yeah, Ozzy. Well, I was, of all my absurd things, that might have been the most ridiculous of all.
Oh, I don't know. You know, Paul Newman, Robert Ripper. There are a few.
I'm more like Juan Bell. Than Ozzie Smith.
You'd be lucky to be like Juan Bell.
I would be. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Greg. What's happening, Greg?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Great, Greg.
Good, good. You know, this cheating thing, let's push the morals aside for a minute because it's morally wrong. But let's think of the bigger picture and let's think of what's going on in our society today with everybody suing everybody and money being like, you know, the top dog of everything and money controls everything. So, you know, how long until somebody sues the Astros or sues someone for making a gambling, you know, thing where they lost because they're cheating now, you know, taking it to court? Or so it's just a big slippery slope. How long until it's professional wrestling where now we're making up who's going to win and because money's involved.
Well,
it's
listen,
just,
really fascinating.
With the gambling and everything.
Yep. You're right.
You know what I mean?
And I don't know where that sort of what the legality of it is, but you're right. It is a situation where a class action lawsuit, I got to think there's a lawyer out there that's got that on his mind.
I mean, you have people who sued McDonald's because they're fat. So, yeah, of course they're going to sue. When there's money involved, and this big money with the FanDuel and all, you know, all the sports betting that's legal now, they have to be very careful because you're going to get lawsuits. And not only that, now Vegas is going to control more of baseball than ever before with all the money going through. Mm. So this whole thing is going to be scrutinized, and I think it's going to get worse before it gets better because of all the gambling. I think the gambling is just going to make things so much worse.
Fascinating point, Greg. Give me the best debut you can think of.
The best one, the first thing that popped to my mind when you brought it up was the offseason, all offseason. We couldn't wait for it, and it's T.O.
Oh, wow. That is a great answer. T.O.'s a great answer. T.O., debut, of course, versus Chris McAllister of the Ravens, burning him on the first play for a touchdown preseason. And then regular season versus the Giants in 2004 with not one, not two, but three touchdowns that day. So,
I didn't remember he had three.
Yeah, he had three. Opening day, he had three touchdowns
versus
the Giants.
I'll tell you
what. That's a big answer right there. T.O.'s Eagles debut is a big answer.
And I felt it too. I mean, I'm playing on that team alongside of him, watching him, marveling at him in practice.
Less handoffs to the fullback.
Well, yeah. I think there was one.
One the previous
year?
Year?
It was, he was a whole new level. I had never seen that degree of physicality, you know, that combination of the size with the fluidity and then the explosion on top
phenomenal.
Of it. The hands.
Totally,
I mean,
phenomenal.
The worm burners that were coming that you know, Pinkston and Thrash couldn't corral.
Yep.
He's catching every one of them in practice, so I felt it too.
888-729-9494. Coming up, a star player in baseball that many Phillies fans have been clamoring for. His manager says, not so fast. What's the deal? Who's the player? We'll dive in next. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
I'm so Philly proud having played here and now working here. I love the home team. I also choose the home team at Parx Casino as my sports book of choice. They're right here in Bucks County, and they're the only sports book run by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Are you ready for the conference matchups this weekend? Tennessee is +7 against Kansas City. A lot of people saying Tennessee is a team of destiny. Well, not if Big Red has anything to say about it. And then Green Bay getting 7.5 points in San Francisco. Green Bay is more complete, not just a one-man show like recent years, but are they a match for the team I believe is most complete in the league? So many ways to wager. Spreads, props, parlays, teasers, live in-game betting. And so many of you great Philly fans have already joined me and the home team, my team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook right here in the Delaware Valley. Download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code BIRDS and get your first risk-free bet of $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as account credit. Use the promo code BIRDS, get your first risk-free bet of $500. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.